This is Kent Hill Junior School Radio Club documentary about the 1953 flood. We have heard letters and accounts from some Canvey people who survived that awful night.
Graham Stevens was 10 years old at the time of the flood. He lived in the Lee Beck area of the island with his mum, dad, granddad, brothers and sister, who all survived the flood. Graham came into our school to be interviewed. Where were you evacuated to?
Well, I came out from Canvey with my brothers and sister, and we actually came to Benfleet, but we stayed with a friend of my mum's who lived in Jotmans, and that's where we came to. That was by the middle of the Sunday morning. The flood, the worst of the flood, the water started to go down, because as the tide went down, then some of the water went away. But fortunately, most of the island was not completely covered. Where the area where the deep water was over in the north side, yeah? On, that would be like Newlands and what was called 60 Acres. And that was very deep, and that's where, in the letter, you heard the letter. Well, that's the area that was worst. Where we were, we had water in, but the main road was okay. So we were able to be taken in a car, actually, by car, and back to Benfleet. And that was where we stayed for a little while that day.
How did it feel when you were being evacuated?
Well, I can tell you how it felt when the water first came in. Well, it was about 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I was the same age as you are now, about 10 years old. And we'd been already warned that the seawall had broken. And my mum, we were lucky enough to have two rooms built in our bungalow upstairs, so that was our bedrooms up there. So we came downstairs, mum was with me, and we started picking up all the bits and pieces that we could off the floor. And I looked out the window, there was no water. All you could see was just dry, and the moon was bright. And I looked out again, and I could see that the moon was reflecting on the ground. And you think, that shouldn't be right. Moon doesn't reflect on the ground, but the water was just creeping in, yeah, around the house. And then all of a sudden, like that, we had lino on the floor, you know, like floor covering. And the water came up through the lino, and your feet, all of a sudden, fortunately, you had those shoes on, your feet went like that, and the water just came up through the floorboards. And so that was my first experience. And I wasn't frightened. I thought, that just feels funny. And so we were lucky that we had the upstairs, so we were able to go upstairs.
How were you warned?
Well, that was just by, we didn't hear any direct warning. The warning that we should have heard were things called maroons, which were like big fireworks, like the fireworks you hear now. But nobody heard any maroons go off, the big bangs, yeah? Nothing happened. So it was basically by word of mouth. And my granddad came and knocked on our door, and we had a bakery down at the Lee Beck end of Canvey, and he said, oh, the wall's gone down. People want stuff from the bakery. They take them into Lee Beck School, and they want them to. They want buckets and things to make cups of tea for people who have been evacuated into Lee Beck School. And he's got my dad out, so my dad just disappeared. He went off with my granddad, and that's why there's only mum and me left in the house. So that was the warning we got, but that was by word of mouth. Somebody had come and knocked him up to let him know, and that's the way it happened. Most people were just told by other people, and of course that was the people in the areas where the water didn't suddenly just come in, as in the letter where on that side of it, where it came up to about 6 foot or 7 foot high, rushed in. There was no warning at all. A lot, that's why so many people died, because they had no chance.
How long did the flood last?
1953, it really was only for, in terms of the flooding, it lasted for, well, one day in the major form. Obviously the breaches in the wall weren't filled, so for at least for a month afterwards, they were sort of still filling in the bits of the wall. The army came down and filled it all in. Then there was a lot of bit, and then of course it was clear ups, all the houses being dried out, those that could be. And that went on for about, well, at least before we got back in our own house, it was about 3 months.
What did you do to try and get away from it?
Well, as a child, we had to rely on our parents. And fortunately, we weren't too far away. Where we lived, we weren't too far away from the dry ground. Dry ground was on the main road, and we only lived a short distance away. So what happened, we were lucky enough to be upstairs, so we kept relatively dry and warm. And then my dad put on his swimming trunks and waded in the water and carried us out up to the top of the road, where we then were able to get into a car with my uncle and then come to Benfleet. Funny thing was, he carried us out, but we had our dog, he took out a tin bath. The dog was sitting in a bath and he pushed him out. Because obviously he would have struggled, I think.